SBS عربي 24.
Why did you choose United Australia Party? What's the policy that encouraged you to represent the party in the coming election?
Well, when I initially joined, it was just a couple of days after it relaunched last year. And what really appealed to me was the fact that it's a United Australia Party. It's one where even in the name, it's saying that politicians, they're not going to be out for their own interests, but for the people all over Australia, you know? Mm-hmm. And that was enough for me with it. But the best policy that I'm just so proud of us having is the tax reforms that we're proposing. So we're going to change the way that provisional tax is paid by companies. Instead of quarterly payments, that's going to be just a one-off payment like the rest of us all do. Mm-hmm. And it's going to inject $70 billion into the economy, mm-hmm. Our figures have it at. And it's
Joshua, we will go back to the taxes and the promises and mm-hmm. the policies of your party. But firstly, let's start with the name. You said the name was very appealing, given that it is United Australian Party. We've got other parties in Australia, such as One Nation. Do you think really the name is enough to appeal to the voters? I mean, it doesn't necessarily reflect the vision or the policies of this party.
Yeah, well, it honestly does. There's all the policies that we have, everything from the zonal taxation to look after the farmers to the tax deductible interest rates. Mm-hmm. It's targeting every single group of Australians to identify where they need help at most in order to really bring us all together and in order to help everyone equally. And it's something that parties, I guess, like One Nation really don't do, is that they're running on their very fear-mongering policies.
We'll get back to give
a message of hope.
We'll get back to One Nation. Let's talk about the massive campaign launched by United Australia Party. Every Australian is now familiar with Clive Palmer and a massive campaign. I think you've injected over $30 million in a campaign across Australia. You've got the slogan, Make Australia Great. That's been criticized for adopting a similar style to Donald Trump. Do you think that's going to help the party, or is it going to have a negative impact on the voters, and especially those of Arabic ancestry?
Well, it's not really the same thing as what Trump's doing. Well, we're not America either, and Clive most certainly isn't Trump. The slogan is very much what we want for the everyday Australian, right? We want them to live in a great country, and we want them to be part of a great country. And it doesn't matter where they're from, as long as if you live in Australia, you're an Australian, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're running for Fowler, and you know Fairfield and Cabramatta is part of the electorate, and
yes,
those are migrant communities. Do you think that your party has a chance?
Yes, 100% yes. Every single person that I talk to, maybe I met with a bit of hesitation, but after I explain, you know, this is who we are, and we're standing for not one particular group, but for everybody equally. The response is always phenomenal. They actually go, wow, you guys make sense.
Mm-hmm. Joshua, if we go to the preference the preference deal that is about to become a reality between the United Australia Party and the Liberals, many newspapers today and many political analysts said the biggest winner out of this deal is the Liberal Party. You guys will help them win some of the regional seats, regional migrant marginal seats. What are you getting out of this deal, do you think? Why is this deal important for the United Australia Party?
So as far as I was aware, the deal was put down simply because the deal was put down simply because
Palmer.
Yeah, Palmer was in discussion with him. It's something that wasn't exceptionally clear to the candidates. It's more so that we we leave these sorts of decisions to the higher ups. And as far as that, there's not too much that I can discuss with it.
Obviously, you do trust the party leader. You do trust Clive Palmer and his decisions. Thank you so much, Joshua Jabour, candidate for United Australia Party. يمكن المرة الأولى منشوف مرشح من أصول عربية للحزب. Thank you so much for your time and for joining Good Morning Australia.
أخبرونا برأيكم. اضغطوا على زر الإعجاب أو اللايك على صفحتنا على الفيسبوك أو تابعونا على تويتر @SBS Arabic 24.